The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I'm so glad you would spend a little time with me. Summer just deserves moments to enjoy a podcast, to laugh, to think about life. And these are a recap of conversations that I had live on the radio. You can always listen to Way FM by downloading the Way FM app. And you're going to hear conversations about faith, family, and fun. And at the very end of the podcast, I have a serious conversation about different seasons in marriage and really how dangerous comparison is, because I have been comparing myself to another couple for a week now, and it has not been good, but I get some great wisdom. In the middle, we're going to talk about camping horror stories. So if you got a trip coming up, maybe skip that. But we're kicking things off with one of the most summer things that I still love to do, catching lightning bugs. There are some things that just make it feel like summer. And Tom's kids are visiting right now, and your son is doing something every night that I want to come over and join.
You can. Come on, Joy.
I need to.
So where he lives, they don't have these, of all the things. Is it lightning bugs or fireflies?
I don't know. Either or. Same thing.
Well, so my son, Evan, he's six, and he loves lightning bugs. Like, that's all, like, every night he's just like, I want to catch them.
Yes.
So we go outside and I'm the spotter. I'm like, oh, there's one right there, Evan. And then he runs and he gets it, and then he brings it and it's lighting up.
And you collect them. I remember that as a kid, that was one of the sweetest things. It's the only insect I'm not scared of. The only one that I will touch because they're magical and glow. But is he keeping them in the jar at night? What's he doing?
Oh, no, he'll let them go. Before we go back in the house, he lets them go.
What a magnificent child. I used to keep them in there, and then I had a bunch of dead lightning bugs in the morning. I poked holes in. I don't know what happened.
You fed them?
No. I don't know if you've seen this photo online that is going viral. It's a tent with about 2,000 daddy long legs on the top. I know.
I don't like spiders, Joy. Oh my God.
I don't like anything outside. And people have started sharing their never again tent and camping stories. And what's so annoying is, I mean, I shared it on our Facebook page. You can see it under Way FM Afternoons with Joy. And people are like, daddy long legs are not, they're not even biting spiders. They're not even real spiders. You don't need to be scared of them. 2,000 of anything will have me running.
My skin was crawling seeing that. Like, I feel like I have bugs on me just seeing the picture.
I know. I feel itchy. And I have a son. Actually, producer Tom has three boys.
Yeah.
And my boy already wants to go camping. We've been reading a book about it. You,
wow.
Have you gone with your boys?
No. No one's asked. Well, I mean, I have two toddlers, basically. They haven't said anything.
He's praying they never do. So we want to know if you've ever gone camping and it went poorly.
Do you have a camping horror story?
We probably will go camping again, but the first time that I took my wife camping, and we camped right next to this little trickle of a river, and it started raining that night.
Oh, no.
And it rained so much that when we woke up in the morning, we were in the riverbed now.
Oh.
That's You're
scary.
Suddenly like in water. You just woke up wet. No.
But we were in like a foot and a half of water. The river had overflowed its banks.
The tent floated.
Everyone else had evacuated, but we had no idea. But that was like her first camping experience ever, like camping in a tent.
She was like, do you always go to sleep and wake up in a new location? What is this?
She liked it though.
Camping is one of those things you either love or hate, and there are so many more people in my hate camp than I thought, because a lot of people have had bad experiences.
Yeah.
I went a lot as a kid, but I could never sleep. I was always cold, and now my son wants to go, and I just want more reasons not to. So, Tom, you went, and I guess, did you start in your backyard?
Yeah, so, like, growing up, we would do the backyard thing, my brothers and their friends, and that was fun, because it was...
I think I could do it.
It was close to the house, so if you got a little nervous or you had to go potty.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Bathrooms are so far when you camp. That's another reason I don't want to do it. But when you finally went out into nature, you said it was awful.
Yeah, I only went once.
One time?
One time, and it was because being out there, It was nighttime where we had the campfire going, and all we can see is glowing eyes in the distance. And the people I was with, they're like, "Ooh, it's fine. It's just deer."
But they don't know. It's dark out.
I don't know. I think they were just saying it to calm me down. Because, I mean, I was still like a teenager. But...
You were probably being hunted. If you had to guess, what do you think it really was?
Man, wild boar, Florida panther. I don't know.
He's had nightmares about it ever since. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's so easy to forget stuff at home in the morning, but most of us don't go back for it. But Tom was late today because something was so important.
Yeah, so I work out.
He's always talking about it. It always comes up.
I work out. So I take my ring off, though, because I don't want to scratch it.
Yes.
So I never put it back on, and I'm driving to work, and I'm like, something feels off. Like, why am I feeling naked? But I had clothes on.
I can't believe you felt that way with a ring, and it's so small. I forget mine all the time, and I don't think anything of it. So suddenly you look down, and you're like, that's it.
That was it. Because my hand, it was on the steering wheel, and I was like, oh, it's my ring. So I turned back around. I was like 10 minutes from home.
I feel like your wife must feel like a princess. Like, I just can't. I hope you told her that you went back for it.
Well, I hope she appreciates that I was late.
Yes, for the ring. And there are different seasons in any marriage. But my husband and I went to a concert this weekend, and we ran into a couple that we know from church, and they are brand new, just fell in love, just started dating. And so we sat with them, and they were so goo goo gaga over each other that at some point I turned and looked at my husband and I said, do we even love each other? And he just laughed because we're in the stage where we have young kid and we're trying to figure out life and it's just hard. And so I keep saying to him, have we lost something? And he said, no, I just think that there's different seasons in any marriage. We're about to be married 5 years, but I want to know, if you are in a different season than we are, tell me about that season of marriage and tell me what's sweet about it, because I want to know that there's something sweet in each stage, because we're not sleeping a lot and it seems hard to find right now.
We are about 10 years into our marriage now, but we've kind of hit a spot now where those things that make you special, that sometimes drive you nuts, we just really appreciate, because those are the things that you can always count on.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Wait, you're saying some of the things that might be annoying now, one day I'm going to love?
You know, it's a love-hate thing. I don't know. It's like a hard love, a soft hate.
I'm joined by Ruth, who's really the mom of Way FM. She's the office manager. But we're talking about those seasons of marriage when you might not feel quite as connected, because I went on a double date this weekend and the other couple was just ooey gooey in love. They just met. And my husband and I were like, well, we like each other still. We do. Mm-hmm. And Ruth is in a different stage than I am. So I wanted you to share what's sweet about the stage you're in right now.
Well, we are empty nesters. So we've been in your stage with little ones and just a busy life.
It's very hard. Yeah,
it is. But our season now is so sweet. We are in a time where it's just the two of us. We have more time together. And sometimes in the evening, we'll go for a walk and hold hands.
That's like newly dating stuff.
It is. It does come back around. We will watch a show and he'll reach for my hand.
Do you get butterflies?
I do.
You do?
You know, it warms my heart that we have time for that again. We have time for each other. And so it is. It's so sweet. Sometimes he'll say, do you want to go for a drive? Now I really feel old.
For no good reason.
And we just spend time on a drive. So
that's so sweet.
Just want to encourage you that it, you know, there will be a season for you. This is a time with Judah that it's a busy season.
It is. Yeah. But I'm so grateful to know that one day the Goo Goo Gaga comes back.
It does.
We're celebrating. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.